T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jumping into the studio is Leroy Butler, the Lambo Leaper himself, former Green Bay Packers safety who won a Super Bowl and Packer Hall of Famer. I can go through all the credentials. How you been, man?
Yeah, don't bore people with this.
Well, it just adds to credibility. It's like when they put you up on TV and they start to list all your like your resume, you know?
Yeah.
You got like a 5-page resume.
I tell people not to believe that stuff on Wikipedia. Though.
Cook, chef, food connoisseur.
Working on another cookbook now. And these cookbooks are not like for diets and stuff. No.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Let people pick their own food. They want to be healthy.
Right.
So it's fun.
So let's start off with the changes that have been made in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Just overall, do you like it?
Well, I like the direction. I like the process. A lot of the process that the public did not know. A lot of stuff they did pull the curtain back a little bit. I think if you look at the whole situation, it was a pretty bad divorce. I really would say that. I mean, you know, just had a lot of moving parts with Mike McCarthy and somebody that, you know, you were good friends with him, Bill.
Yeah.
I was good. I mean, everybody liked all that. But after a while, it's about results. And now you get a divorce, the new wife comes in, LaFleur. I mean, mm-hmm. Now the other kids, they don't, I mean, you're not my mom. You're my stepmom. But what kind of relationship are we going to have? And that goes without saying, but at the same time, a lot of people were looking for splash names, Bill. They were looking for the Nick Sabans and all these, you know, big names and splashes. And I was like, I don't think the Packers look at it like that. They obviously wanted to do one or two things. They wanted somebody very young, which they got. They wanted somebody that been around either Kyle Shanahan or LeVay. I mean, so that was kind of the meeting point. Then you wanted a good communicator. And a guy who's been around for a lot. Once you begin to talk to him, I really think he should be one of your first guests when you get to the Super Bowl, sit him down. You're going to like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like him because he has personality. He understands what he's getting himself into. He understands that people may have issues with certain things. And that's one of the few times in kind of getting to know anybody, you're thinking, what do people actually think about me? You know,
right.
Because I think that's what most coaches think, because I get in arguments, Bill, all the time with these people who say Cleveland has the better job. I say, listen, I get it. I understand what y'all think with Cleveland, but nobody was signed until LaFleur was signed.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first coach off the board, then everybody started signing people.
Right.
So I think for the most part, this fan base has gone through a lot. And the first time they separated was the Brett Favre thing to separate it. The second time was with the, you know, pretty much the whole McCarthy getting fired with 4 games to go. So LaFleur is the kind of guy that you need to stabilize it right now. And bringing in a young guy like Hackett also is, I named him on my social media, new kids on the block. They're young. We don't know what to expect.
Right.
We really don't know what to expect.
Do you, as a player, when a young guy, no head coaching experience comes in, now, you know, Mike Holmgren was hired, so obviously
yep.
he had – and Mike Holmgren was – he was the ultimate disciplinarian. I mean, that, mm-hmm. that guy was going to run everything.
Yep.
This guy's a young guy. I'm not saying he's a disciplinarian. I don't know what he is.
Right.
But do you when he comes in with that kind of age on him, do you look at him and go, okay, I'm in on this, or do you look at him and go,
See, I can relate to people more my age than people more so my dad's age.
Yeah.
So if you're Aaron Rodgers, it's a partnership. You know, he's 39, I'm 35. Hackett's, you know, 39, I'm 35.
But you now, said partner. Do you look at him as a head coach?
Yeah, but I got to look at him like everything. You know, I just think that sometimes our kids, we want to be their friend, but we're really their parent.
Right.
So you want to still go out with them, but at the same time, when I say come in at 10 o'clock, be in at 9:59. If not, there are going to be some consequences. They figured all of that out on a phone call. They had a phone call. They had a discussion. These guys respect each other. And LaFleur has been reading all the press about, you know, Aaron changing calls
mm-hmm.
and all this alleged stuff. And he knows what he's getting himself into, but he also has to understand that when he worked with Matt Ryan, Matt Ryan's a little bit different than Aaron Rodgers. He really is.
Yeah.
He's a lot different. Aaron is the kind of guy that he wants you to ask him, what does he think? And I think that's good to know. And I think that's he's not going to be a yes man, but he wants to know what his players, not only Aaron, what do the other guys on the roster, what do you think about certain situations? And I think that's a good thing for a coach.
I've said this all along. Yes, it's about the relationship with Aaron Rodgers, but there's so much more for a head coach to wrap your arms around.
Yes.
Nathaniel Hackett's got to be the guy that works directly with Aaron Rodgers.
It's a buffer.
Yeah, he's your guy. Yeah. I mean, that's so Hackett is a guy that was let go during the season. He's had some success, but he's kind of a little bit of a journeyman play caller.
Yeah. And you know his dad.
Exactly. So, but, you know, I've always said, getting Josh McDaniel doesn't mean Bill Belichick's walking through that door.
Hey, I'm glad you said that.
Getting Nathaniel Hackett isn't getting his dad.
You're not getting his dad. You get the pedigree.
You
don't get his dad's thinking.
You don't get Mike Shanahan walking through that door when Kyle comes through the door. So my question is, what do you think of a play caller of Nathaniel Hackett who's coming through the door, young, energetic, going to work on that staff, but still an unproven commodity?
Here's the thing about who he worked at. If you look at all the quarterbacks Hackett has worked with, he picked none of them. He wasn't picking the guys. He's worked with some terrible front offices that gave him some terrible players, and you got to make do. Most coaches don't complain about, you know, really Bill Parcells was the first guy I said, Bill, to myself, this guy is speaking the language that, like picking the groceries and all that kind of stuff. He was in Dallas. He said, if you guys are going to fire me, okay, but let me have a say-so who I want. I mean, Blake Bortles, however you say it, I think I said it wrong.
But Blake Bortles, yeah.
He went to the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. You're thinking, okay, but then he just crashed. That's on your record.
Right.
And then you got to say, well, how many times did he call plays? Well, guess what? You know, LaFleur's going to call plays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's in a good position because that's nothing new in Green Bay. We've always had the head coach call plays. Even when Mike Holmgren, he was here, he called plays. But guys like John Gruden, who was young, like Hackett, running around 1265, you know, on 10-speed bikes and with all the notebooks, he was trying to work his way up. He's worked his way up now to get an opportunity. If you can come in with a two-time MVP quarterback and put up numbers, you will have – something in this league a lot of people want, a chance to one day be a head coach.
So now that they've got a lot of their coaching staff in place, still a few other hires to make.
Yeah.
If you're a head coach walking in this situation, what's the first thing you do?
Well, I think one of the first
things, or maybe your first three things you got to take care of.
Well, the first thing I thought the reason why he got the job, Bill, Matt LaFleur was prepared. He went in saying, here's five guys that I would like to be my defensive coordinator. Pettit was one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way he figured out, maybe they have the same agent, I don't know. They know the certain birds or something, I don't know. But he was prepared enough to say, when I walk through the door, I'm going to be prepared because I know defense is an issue. So I want to keep those young guys in place with Pettit. Now I can turn my attention over to one of the most important. Here's a big decision, and that's a good question. I have my coordinator. The next most important guy is quarterback's coach. Now, that guy can be Aaron Rodgers' friend. That can be the guy, Alex Van Pelt of the world.
Right.
If you don't do that, now you got to make Hackett the quarterback's coach.
Right.
And let him take all of that energy towards Aaron Rodgers and see if Aaron Rodgers can feed off of it. Because you would think that, you know, you don't need anybody to shape Aaron Rodgers. You just need somebody to know what is it you like to do. And we're going to put that in the playbook so you can just go out and do it without, you know, assuming we got to change any play.
But you also have to have somebody, when Alex Van Pelt was there, Alex was a guy that could walk up to Aaron and go, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, knock it off.
That's
that type of thing. And Aaron would listen to him.
Yes.
But it's also the guy that he had his confidence. There was that level of respect.
Yes. And I think that's what makes a good team, because I don't think a lot of fan bases want to hear that you can't win for 3 years. No, this is a fast track on the job training deal. You know, you want to win as long as you have number 12 there. But at the same time, it's going to be some moving parts, and you got to figure it out. But I would think the next thing would be, what are you going to do about quarterbacks? Because to me, I thought it was who's going to call the play.
Because
that was the big issue.
Right.
LaFleur said he's going to do it.
Okay,
that takes a lot of pressure off of his staff. I wanted them to keep James Campen. You know James Campen,
right, yeah.
But that didn't work out. So offensive line and quarterbacks coach to me is paramount because that'll shape what's your philosophy of the offense. Do you really want to run the ball like you did in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to sling that thing around like you did in
Atlanta? You want to give it to your MVP. Yeah. I mean, that's what you yeah. want to do. But the yeah. biggest thing to me, and I know a lot of people want to get all these different guys and Antonio yeah. Browns and all this different stuff to bring in, mm-hmm. you got to figure out the right side of your offensive line.
That's true.
You got to figure that out. That's number
yes.
one. I mean, you look at the way Andrew
yes.
Luck performed this year when they picked mm-hmm. up two young guys
right.
that fortified that line. Suddenly he had all day to throw, and look
Nelson.
Where they ended up.
Yes, and I agree. And that's we had on the – on the Big Show in Milwaukee, I work with the Big Show 2 to 6 every day, 105 FM The Fan, and we get an argument. They, you know, some of these guys, they want all these, oh, we need to get a pass rusher. You, I say, why would you give a guy $130 million bill and you won't protect him? You don't want to go back in with the Belagas of the world that can only play 7 or 8 games. Get you with the 12th pick or in free agency, the best guy available at right tackle and make sure he's a right tackle, not
mm-hmm.
a center,
right.
that they moved him over the last
oh, right,
2 years
right, right.
at a community college that we can't name.
I think you need to spend the money on
line.
A tackle,
yes.
and then you have to draft a guard.
That, hey, I'm good with that.
You know? That
but I think
thing.
Me and you are in the minority, though. I really everybody else is saying these other positions. People just wanted – you brought up Antonio Brown. They want – bring in Antonio Brown, bring in Le'Veon Bell. I'm like, guys, calm down. Get the line together.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not real sexy.
Right.
But it works. You have to get that offensive line together to make sure that Aaron Rodgers will sack more than any his ever career this year. And he threw the ball away a lot.
Right.
He's doing a lot of moving around.
Right.
So go back and invest back into your number one product, which is your quarterback, and protect him. Now, you make a great point with Andrew Luck. That guy's all broken up. But they started to build this line.
Yeah.
Now he played better than he got into the playoffs.
Same thing that he did in New Orleans.
Same
Once
thing.
They traded for Unger, and then they built outward.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it all came together, and now look where Drew Brees is.
That's the only reason why Dallas is a viable team. They have an offensive line. They can
right.
run the ball, and they can throw the football, but they have a great offensive line.
Sitting here in the studio talking with Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, Packer Hall of Famer, and the Lambeau Leaper himself. So, first and foremost, you have got a wedding coming up.
Yes, and congratulations to you as well.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, how was it? Like,
how was it being married again?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing every night. You know? You know what's going on, man.
That's amazing.
That's
a good answer. That's a good one.
It's good. Yeah. It's different because, see, you have younger kids. So I went from being a guy that had the kids that were all over
yes.
20 and out of the house.
Right.
And now I've got younger kids back in the house.
Right.
Again.
And that's good. As a matter
yeah.
of fact, I know a couple of your kids. I went to their school because I did my Butler versus Bullying campaign.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things when I said I was getting married to Genesis Jordan, we had a good thing about it. I said, well, I want the fans to be able to come. And her mouth just like, what?
Yeah, you so invited said, fans to your wedding.
Yes. Because I thought it was a good way. Because how many people to say they see Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, and some of these guys who got married recently, said, man, I would love to go to that wedding. But I never got invited. So I
right.
said, I got to figure out a way that fans can come, but they got to pay for their own food. I have no money, so they got to buy their own food.
There you go.
If you buy your own food, and then whatever money is left, we'll donate it to charity. And so that's what we did. You can go to LeroyButlerInc.com, and we have VIP seats, and we have regular tickets, and that covers your food. And anything left, we're going to donate it to the Hunger Task Force, Friends of Autism, and the Salvation Army. They would
mm-hmm.
just get whatever the giblets that are left.
Right.
I think it's a brilliant way, too, to let the fans know how much you appreciate them. Because marriage is something, I've been married before, that, you know, when you're in Wisconsin, you are just like family. So
yeah.
I want people to get a chance to be a part of my family.
Yeah,
and she let me do it, so I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know, and I'm nowhere near that level, but just when
what
Sherry
level?
And I got married, as far as your status
oh,
and iconability, but it's amazing the amount just on
yeah.
Facebook,
yes.
people that mm-hmm. then became her friend, you know, and then
yes.
she's like converses with every day.
Yes,
sometimes yeah. probably too much. Tells all the dirty laundry. But no, I mean it's been eye opening. But you're right.
Yep.
I mean, one of the things about this state, and I've said this all along, is, you know, if you just tell people about yourself, they love to tell you about their self,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you're friends. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I get people every day to walk up to me and say, hey, what about this? And it'll be from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I think that's how'd you remember that?
I had a guy come up to me and say he rode a bike with you. I said, yeah, Bill do more for charity than anybody. But he was on one of his bike rides. That was his first. He bought a bike just to ride with us?
Oh.
And I said, well, you've never. He said, no, I never even thought about getting a motorcycle. But it was a great cause, and it was fun.
He comes back every year?
He does, yeah, been doing it, I think, for two or three years in a row. Yeah. I mean, I link you guys up because he's a big guy on, like, helping people. And that's what Wisconsin. Because people ask me, why didn't you have your wedding in Florida, a destination wedding? I said, what's a better destination than Lambeau Field?
You can fly someplace for the honeymoon.
I mean, right. But you can't get in the atrium, the same atrium with a Packer Hall of Fame, and it's going to be, you know, close to 1,000 people having a great time, dancing, having fun.
Who's doing the cake?
Well, actually, Pick and Save is doing the cake.
Pick and Save, there you go.
Pick and Save is going to do the flowers and the cake. Because I want to do everything that was against all the tradition stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our pastor.
Band or DJ?
Both.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you said a man.
Yes. I got a great friend who has a band. He wants to play a couple songs. Go ahead. I got a DJ, my friend Scott Smith. He's been helping me put this thing together. And, you know, we have a committee. And we also had Nettie Perry, my assistant. She's kind of the wedding planner. And we've been getting ideas from people. You know, I just really think the fact that having some of the players at my wedding, I think, now that's going to be interesting. Now, let me tell you some of these characters. I hope they shower before they come, but yeah, I really do. George Koontz is in it.
Okay.
Gilbert Brown.
Uh-oh.
William Henderson.
Yeah.
Dorsey Levin, so the women will like that one. Santana Dodson.
Uh-huh.
And Doug Evans. And Gary Ellerson is my best man.
Okay.
That was a little risky.
I thought maybe he was doing the limo driving or something like that.
No. Yeah. He's not. You don't let seniors drive you around.
No, this is true.
No.
But he'll be bringing the guards, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There is a section of these guys, I see the group messages, and they talk about cigars and, you know, wine and drinking, and I don't do none of that stuff.
Right.
I'm not old enough to drink, so I've never had my whole life.
Right.
But we also have a media credential thing that goes up in February. If somebody in the media that wants to come and cover it. But you don't have to do that. You can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if they want to cover it, because I think it's going to be something that's never been done. I don't think a player's ever been married up there. And I think I'd be the first one. And we're actually going to go take pictures, I did the leap at and all this. It's going to be fun. And I want the fans to really enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's May 11th. It starts at 3 o'clock. And it's going to go until midnight, until they kick us out. But we're going to have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see some of the other active players there too. I don't want to.
Right.
Yeah. I think we'll make that announcement in April. Who's actually coming?
There.
I don't want guys to come unless they want to come.
No, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Yeah. So again, they can go to LeroyButlerInc.com, LeroyButlerInc.com, and then they can get signed up and get tickets to go see you get married.
So
and it's limited to 1,000 people. So
yeah,
at this point, Packers fans, they got to cut it down. You got to get there now.
The tickets went pretty fast because we did it. I think we did it in September, October. They went pretty fast. We got a few left, so you can still go and get some because we want to try to give each charity an equal amount, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care what a charity is. It's hard to fundraise, and you know that.
Yep.
So I thought it would be a good way for us to do that, and I just appreciate having a platform to talk about it.
Real quick, before we let you go, you got, obviously, the NFC and the AFC Championship games coming up this weekend. Who you
best
like?
Best Final Four I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Offensively speaking, now defensively, Kansas City's not great, but everybody else is probably middle of the pack.
And see, that's the thing about it. It's about scoring points, and this will last for a while, just like defense stayed around for a while. When Denver, who got Vic Fangio, they want to fix their defense. You know, Denver and Seattle for a couple of years went to the Super Bowl because of defense. Now it's about how much points you can put up. I would love to see Patrick Mahomes and Drew Brees. That would be one of the most highly rated Super Bowls ever. It really was because it would be a high-scoring game. Either quarterback, whoever wins, that'll be your MVP.
Right.
And it's just a lot going right. And Kansas City, to me, survived the old Kareem Hunt thing. They survived it.
Right.
They've gotten all that out of
the system.
That. Yeah, they've survived that. Andy Reid winning a Super Bowl to me, because he's a good friend of mine, would be unbelievable. You would have to look at his numbers of being a Hall of Famer. Andy Reid been to the playoffs and championship games, Philly,
mm-hmm.
all those years, go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
But it's one guy, though, Bill, real quick, to sit back if Kansas City makes it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If Kansas City makes it, John Dorsey is sitting back thinking,
oh, absolutely.
Boy.
Yeah.
Look what I put together.
Right.
Because those are a lot of his kids.
Right. Absolutely. He's the one that chose. I mean, his scouting department that they put together
yes,
put a lot of that out there.
And it could be, and if the Rams make it, Sean McVay would be the new kind of Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to want his staff.
Right.
That's why people, real quick, were saying, why isn't the staff full? You got four teams. You may want to pull from these staffs.
Right.
Take your time, and when that's over with, you know, and have fun at the Super Bowl, too. I think you'll really enjoy that.
Oh, I'm always loving that week.
It may be
that's
cold.
Now,
you know how Atlanta
week.
Is. It may be cold.
Atlanta, though, cold is the freezing for them is 50.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter lives there, so you got to be careful. I don't know what the weather will be.
I saw this past week was like upper 40s and low 50s. Yeah. Now, they're talking 50s and 60s going into a couple weeks. I'm looking at the 14-day forecast. But, you know, hey, mid-50s, I'll take that. Remember last year we were in Minneapolis. It was sub-freezing every day. It was sub-zero at times.
It was
really cold. Now, you're going down to the game or just going down the week?
Actually, I'm going down just for a few events, and I'm flying right back. I'm working on a bowling event to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to have fans come and watch it. We're going to bowl up until the Super Bowl game comes on at Castle Lanes. We're working on that right now. So I want to come back for that, sit back, and just watch the game and have some fun.
When are you coming back? You coming back that Saturday or Sunday?
I'm going to fly in late Thursday night, maybe do some stuff on Friday, and leaving Friday. First thing smoking, direct.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That is quick.
Otherwise, I'd come and just crash the radio row where you are.
No, we had you in New York. We had a good time in New York.
Yeah, I'll never forget that story with Ronnie Lott. Man.
Ronnie Lott. And he caught us out in Arizona and said the exact same thing. And I've said that about you
that was amazing. In
Hall of Fame forever. Yeah. I mean, every time somebody asks me, and I'll say, when you've got a guy of Ronnie Lott's status who walks up and says, this guy belongs, and you've got other guys that have come by and say, this guy belongs, it's not the media to sit here and say whether somebody or doesn't belong. When guys come up and say abated and just say this guy belongs, that's when you take the guys that have a gold jacket serious.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me because he's the goat of safeties for me.
Yeah,
and I remember me and you eating that big old pizza slice too.
We had those New York pizza slices.
I've never had one that big before.
That thing wrap around your head.
I know it was.
That was fantastic.
It was from
next door. It was Geno's.
It was 30 different types of Geno's. It was
but,
so good. I never had a pizza slice that big.
It was awesome. Good stuff, man. I appreciate it. Good luck with the wedding, and I'm sure we'll talk between now and then. But LeroyButlerInc.com. Tickets are scarce, but you can go there if there's still some available. Go to LeroyButlerInc.com. Leroy joining us here in studio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.